Hi, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to the most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of the world's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete, the job guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete. Do the hustle!
Oh, all you hard workers, well, guess what? You did it. You made a great decision, and that is listening to Hard Work O with Pete the Job Guy. As you heard Josh say, as he says every Sunday, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. The workforce of today and tomorrow, who's that? Well, that's your parents, your neighbors, the weird guy down the street, you know, you, your wife, everybody is more or less intertwined in the workforce, right? We work for a living because there's very few trust fund babies just sitting on piles of $100 bills, throwing them up in the air, burning them because they just have so many. No, come on. We all work. And this show will help you to be more effective and productive in your jobs right now. Or it'll help you to secure that next step in your professional career. Or we give you advice that might help you deal with a boss that is an absolute jerk. Either way, we talk about real-world work scenarios that should ultimately help you to have a more fulfilling career. If you're new to the show, let me introduce a couple of my show regulars. One of them is Boston Danny. And Boston Danny, he tells us all about the fair city of Boston. He gives us updates on his sports team and his family and the weather up in Boston. But the biggest thing Boston does for you folks, all you hard workers of the world, what he does is gives shout outs. So if you have a special someone that has a birthday, an anniversary, or maybe someone just made your workday a little bit brighter, and you want to recognize them for it, if all you have to do is send an email to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'll get your email. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he will give your special someone a wicked pissa shout out like only Boston Danny can. I also have weekly contributor Eric Ross. And if you hadn't heard his segment, which is called Common Sense Ain't So Common, you're missing out, okay? So you're going to listen. We play that on the second half of the show, both of those segments. So listen to the whole show. The best part of the whole show is I have some of North Florida's most influential people each and every week on my show, and they tell us a little bit about their career journeys, the great organizations and companies that they represent. They always educate us. I swear I learn something of value every single week on this show. And guess what, guys? I have a phenomenal guest, and I'm going to introduce him in just a second now. And this guest is actually Eric Ross, folks, and Eric is with 212 Benefits, and he's going to talk to us about, guys, everything you need to know about benefits. And I'll tell you what, as an employer, as an employee, as somebody that has worked at different companies, the benefits is so critical, but the majority of people just really don't understand them. They just pick a program and get on down the road. And you got employers, some of their offerings I don't even get it sometimes. But I needed Eric to come in today and tell us about it. And first thing I want to say right now, folks, is Eric Ross, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Man, do I get to talk now? I'm not sure if I should or just listen to you hype me up for a couple minutes here. That was pretty exciting.
Well, you know, I have, I'm always well caffeinated. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. And today is no different. It never is. I have more energy than probably three or four people to begin with.
That's why I love you.
Well, let's talk about this right now. And let's get the 10,000 foot bird's eye view. What are benefits?
Yeah. So you said I'm going to answer all the questions about employee benefits. It is impossible to do in a 10-minute conversation, a three-hour conversation. But very simply, a 10,000-foot view is what are you offering to your full-time employees? Mm-hmm. The traditional stuff you look at is that health, dental, vision. How much is a business contributing? But now, especially the last 18 months as companies have changed, you're looking at 401k contributions, your PTO policy. There's what's called EAP programs, but simply put, it's what benefits are you offering to your employees to keep them engaged, help with retention. But this, the most basic level is your health insurance, your dental insurance, and your vision insurance.
Right, right. And I know your company, you guys just rebranded the 2112 benefit. Tell us about that and why, the hows, whys.
Love it. Who doesn't love talking about themselves, right?
That's what the show's about.
That's it. I just want to talk about me. No, so our company, I say we're almost a startup, even though we've been around for 30 years. The company was called Benefit Advisors. And the best way to explain that is imagine if Publix was called grocery store, right? How do you name a business what you do? It didn't make sense. Benefit Advisors. So as we transition ownership, we try to acquire the business. It took some time to think about, but I'm going to ask you a question, Pete. At 211 degrees, what is water?
It's water.
It's hot water.
That's right.
You'll burn your finger. What is it at 212 degrees?
It's boiling water.
What does boiling water create?
Steam.
What can steam do?
Can drive things.
Power a train, my man.
Yes.
So our whole concept is so many times with businesses, they think you need 100 different things and you've got to reevaluate everything. But our process is we find one thing. So 1 degree, one change, systematic results. That's kind of our concept.
Wow. I really, really love that. I didn't know. And
I got a book here for you too, by the way.
What is the book?
It's what our whole concept's based off of. We can dive into that later if you want. But
no, I will. I will. I'm an avid reader, and I know you wouldn't have brought a book if it's not something that would help me.
It's got a lot of pictures. You'll appreciate it.
That's what I need. Okay, so who would be considered your ideal customers, people that you want to talk to and ones that you can really, really help?
Yeah, so very specific with who we work with. We say we're in the 2 to 250 space, so a business with 250 full-time employees and less, but the reality is most of our clients are in that 10 to 50 space, up to 75. What happens there is you have a tipping point where maybe there's one HR representative or somebody who was initially working in the field, they drew the short straw and said, well, shoot, now I have to sit in the HR seat. So they don't really grasp the complexities of employee benefits, the health side specifically, the compliance issues, recruiting, onboarding, it all kind of overlaps. A big thing for us is we look for 1 to 3 key decision makers, right? So same thing, you've got a CEO functioning as a CFO. They wear multiple hats. It gets a little complicated when you have a board of 15 directors. Usually someone has a cousin or a son or a daughter that's in the employee benefit space, and there's some backdoor deals there. So a huge thing for us, the number one thing for us, and you can tell this almost immediately when meeting with a business, and we ask them this, tell us the 3 biggest assets to your business. Like, what could you not survive without? Mm-hmm. And if they don't say their employees in the top 2 answers, they're probably not the best client for us. So number one asset, we love when that's the first thing they say is their employees. We know, okay, these are the kind of clients that we want to work with.
Right. Very good. And, you know, I think you're like me in the fact that, you know, I've made a career out of helping people. You know, I've placed thousands and thousands of people, and I help people find jobs or that next step in their career. Also help companies find the people, whether they couldn't find them on their own or we find it faster and sometimes cheaper for them. But when my head hits the pillow, I feel good about what I do, but I also, you know, I was in the Navy for a long time too. I wanted to serve the country. Tell us a little bit about your background, because I know something about you. I know what you've done, but you've made a career in the space of helping people.
Oh, again, here we go. I love talking about myself, right? That awkward answer where you just go on and on about yourself. So I was one of those kids who said, I want to be a firefighter when I grow up. I knew it as a kid. This is what I want to do. Went to college here at UNF, studied criminal justice, went to the fire academy, got my paramedic license. And my first real job, you know, following those college gigs where you're valet driving and bartending, I worked for Marion County Fire Rescue as a combination of a paramedic firefighter. So I'd rotate shifts between the fire truck and the ambulance. Fell in love with helping people. You said it yourself. When you're sitting in the back of an ambulance and you're dealing with people at literally their worst moments of their lives, sometimes their best moments, like a switch went off in my head. Did that for a couple years, life changed. You get married, you have kids, right. Priorities change.
Right.
So I went to nursing school to essentially open more doors, and I kept telling myself, you know, I used to be able to help one person at a time in the back of an ambulance. Then I said, you know what, if I go to nursing school, I can help 4 to 6 patients at one time. And I've just had this journey in healthcare, and every step that I've taken has just been to help more people. Mm. And the insurance space, which it's about as exciting as watching paint dry. You know, it's there's nothing fun or glamorous about it, but you can really, really help a lot more people than sitting in the back of an ambulance in the fire truck. I miss it. I love it. Keep in touch with those guys, but it was just a stepping stone to continue this healthcare journey.
Right, you build on all that, and it brings you to the space that you're in. Our careers are usually a journey. They're very seldom, are they very linear. I've done the same thing my whole life. For some people, it's that way, but for most, it's not. That music right there is telling us we need to take a quick break right now and get this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV. KV.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
Oh, folks, that's our show sponsor. And if you need help, any kind of staffing assistance, you call Angie Langlois. She's one of the co-managing partners of Ascendo Resources of Jacksonville. You can call Angie, and she will take great care of you. You can also call me, since Angie is my wife, and we are the dynamic duo that is Angie Langlois and Pete the Job Guy Langlois that run Ascendo Resources. If you'd like me to help you personally, I'd love to do that. My telephone number is 904-999-4878, and I'd be happy to help you out in any way I can. Today with us is Eric Ross. And Eric, you know, I love hearing how you've made a career in the space of helping people. I know in your industry, in the benefits, there's been a lot of mergers and acquisitions. And, you know, tell us a little bit about the landscape and how that impacts folks.
Great question. I wonder where you got that idea from. Mm. Very, very sharp question there. But so, like every industry, you look in healthcare, construction, air conditioning companies, there is this massive shift of mergers and acquisitions. It could be a generational thing where maybe a father or grandfather wants to pass it to their kids. Kids don't want to take on the business. You see a big check with lots of zeros behind it and think, I'm ready to walk away. It is no different in our industry. So employee benefits, just to elaborate a little bit, a lot of companies really focus on three things. You have what's called property and casualty. The employee benefit side, again, is your insurance, health, dental, vision, et cetera. 401k is mixed in there too, but it's historically been a pretty lucrative industry. And what's happening right now is you have a lot of, not quite mom and pop shops, but good book of business. They've been around for a long time. And there's really 4 big players nationwide, maybe 5. And right now, the way that you grow your business in this space is like any other. You buy a book of business. Mm. What comes with that? The people that work there. So we've seen it just in the markets that we work in, Jacksonville, Ocala, Bradenton, where a lot of our biggest competitors are selling to large partners, right? That work internationally. Again, I think that's good news for us, the space that we play in. But what happens sometimes when a merger and acquisition happens, right? It's you stay with the status quo. Then over time, you see a lot of changes, right? Yes. Maybe they cut some heads. Maybe someone that you were working with previously leaves because they don't like the new culture. But our industry is no different than any other in the sense that there are a ton of mergers and acquisitions going on. And we look at it as really kind of a gift for us, because that space that we work in, that small to medium-sized business, these very large organizations, they have a minimum revenue threshold. So they won't even take a client that's under X amount of dollars.
Wow.
So yeah, like any industry, ton of mergers and acquisitions. Some good, some we have question marks about, but it's been a blessing for us, because as they get acquired, they don't necessarily want to work with those small or medium-sized businesses anymore. more business for us, gives us the opportunity to grow and support more clients.
Right. You know, and I see that time and time again. Banks, they grow and they become regional or super regional, and then they get swallowed up and there's a merger acquisition. Look at staffing companies. You know, that's something that happens every day. You get to a certain size, and then someone wants to get bigger, or they want to capture that market space or the market share in a particular area, and they just buy into it versus do it organically. I see it all the time. Help me with this one now, because I have a lot of folks that I work with that are considering new jobs, right? This happens all the time, and they have a minimum salary. And I'm just going to talk round numbers here. Some people say, Pete, I need at least 60K. And they're considering different jobs. And here's one that comes in right at 60K. And I have another one that comes in that's right at maybe 55K or even a little bit lower. But what people fail to realize, it's not just the dollars, it's the benefits. Like, what are the benefits? And you really have to look, because that 55K job could actually net more than a 60K job because of the benefits. And, you know, I guess if someone is considering a new job, what are some of the things that they need to know about the benefits with their prospective new employer?
Love this question. And again, there's just not enough time, Pete. We're going to have to do this many more times, I would suppose.
Yes, I want to.
I think you know this. I have a recruiting background, did some staffing for the previous company, but there's a lot of things that go into this. And I'm going to turn a question back on you, but what are the three main reasons that people take a job or leave an organization?
Well, typically they leave because somehow they're disenchanted where they're at. They don't feel appreciated. They don't feel rewarded or recognized. The other reasons down below would be money, because money does come up quite a bit, but it's not usually at the top of the list. It's usually being appreciated, or they were passed over for a promotion or something that kind of just they didn't feel the love with their present employer, so they're looking. Those are probably some of the things that I see most. Then there's also workforce flexibility. There's, you know, benefits that, you know, a career track with their present employer. I know you said three and I gave you about eight, but those are some of the things that we
see. They all fall under the same umbrella, right? And this is the same thing. You have to see this when you're recruiting someone or staffing for an organization. You get to the finish line, you think they're close, and they're going to ask, what's the compensation for the position? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the same way. I don't think that's the top of the tier, but it's always going to come up.
It's always there.
Right?
Yeah.
And we'll go back to that, you know, 60K salary versus 58, okay. You can do the math on that, because it's relevant. The other two, company culture, and you said it. Do they get passed up for promotion? Are they not getting engaged enough from leadership, develop, train, et cetera? But the third one is always employee benefits. I cannot tell you how many times it comes back to employee benefits. Mm-hmm. And again, what does that look like? What are the contributions? What kind of benefits are offered? So just having that background in recruiting and staffing, whether you're towards the finish line or not, those three things come up. Back to what you're saying, that the financial means, if somebody says, I have to make a minimum of 60K, I think it comes back to maturity and understanding all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Easiest example is, does this company have a matching 401k? If they contribute, match up to 6%, do the math on that, right? That adds up quickly, and it can be a lot more money than you realize. The other thing is, how much do they contribute to your health insurance? If I'm married with children, I have to have health insurance for my family, dental and vision as well. So this business, they pay for 100% of employee only. You do the math on that, that's going to bump that 58K significantly higher than 60K. If you look at a company that's offering you 60K but only covers 50% of your benefits, make sure to ask that company that pays you 58K and they cover 100% of benefits. That's going to add up to a lot more money. But it's not that simple for people looking for a job. They just see, what's that number in my paycheck? And I think that goes back to the hiring organization and the recruiter to really break down those numbers for them.
I see what you just said time and time again, and I help people that are making these considerations. We'll map it out and break it down. So we'll show that in essence, you will actually make more money at a company where you're actually getting paid less because the employer is more generous with the benefits, and that enables them to attract great people that really understand and they have that business maturity to know the difference.
And just to chime in, I know we're coming up on a commercial break here in a second. Think about the flexible work schedules now, right? You have to factor in if it's a 40-minute drive to the office and they're paying you $2,000 or $3,000 more a year versus another company that's on the table for $2,000 less, what's the gas cost for you to commute both ways? Like, people just don't think about these things as they're looking at an organization. Let me tell you what, it took me a long time to think about that stuff.
Right. That's funny because you said it, you hit the nail on the head, and I think it is the business maturity end because, you know, people are hyper-focused on the number, but all those contributing factors, and gas ain't cheap, and, you know, it's probably going to go up, you know, and it seems to, no matter what, it puts a dent in everybody's wallet. And employers now are realizing that in order to attract the best people in a candidate short market, right now in certain skill sets, accounting, finance, IT, in certain cases like customer service and mortgage professionals, business analysts, et cetera, anything with data and analytics, the available candidate pool is really low. I mean, for accounting and finance in this neck of the woods, the unemployment rate is 1.8%. What that means is that essentially everybody that wants to have a job, there is a job for them. And in some cases, the ones that are unemployed may just be unemployable. You know, it's just the nature of the beast, the way it is. And employers have to build a little bit of a better mousetrap. And when I take job orders from clients that are saying, Pete, I need an accountant or I need this, I'll go through the full job description, sure. But then I'll say, what is sexy about working at your company? You know,
what do you offer
that's going to entice people that have a good job right now to step across the aisle? And the number one thing that can make or break it is the benefits.
Every time.
I'm telling you. Well, that music right there tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. Join us on the second half and come back and listen to Eric Ross educate us on employment benefits.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not, right? Let's just kidding. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And 1.5
WKC. Welcome back, all you hard workers. Well, gosh, if you missed the first part of the show, shame on you. Set your alarms. Do something. Get up earlier. This show is designed to help you out. And, gosh, if you missed it, that's just a shame. And it really is. But you're here for the second half, and that's great. And I'm glad you're spending it with us. Eric Ross is here. We're talking about all kinds of employee benefits. And, you know, let's just dive right into it. There's been a lot of recent changes. What have you seen maybe over the last year, 18 months in your space?
Are we allowed to say COVID on the air?
You can say COVID,
okay.
COVID.
I don't know if they'll bleep that out or not, or what the rules are. But
it is a nasty word.
So, again, every single industry was flipped on its head. Some are doing incredibly well. Some are barely keeping their doors open. But the biggest thing in the employee benefit realm is organizations that previously didn't have that as a priority are suddenly making it a priority. The companies that offered employee benefits are reevaluating how can we double down on these employee benefits? Is it reinvesting more funds into the health, dental, and vision? Which I keep saying that because that's the very base level. Is it adding supplemental life insurance for an employee and their family? A big thing I'll tell you right now, which is growing rapidly, is tuition reimbursement. A lot of companies are looking at ways to do that. And again, these things cost money. They're expensive. So when you look at that salary, you got to factor that in. What's called EAPs, employee assistant programs. Mental health has, if you look at a pyramid of priorities in an organization, mental health was towards the bottom. In the last 18 months, people are looking at technologies. There's these incredible text platforms out there that will text you, you know, feel good messages throughout the day. But massive shift from employee benefits are important and relevant to we got to figure this out, and we've got to find the best benefits possible. Or like you said, the war on talent, the employees you have, they're going to look elsewhere. So we happen to be in one of those industries where it's unfortunate what's happened the last 18 months, but companies are really recognizing the significance of offering high-tier employee benefits to their staff.
It's good that we're going over this right now, because there's a lot of companies that have grown exponentially. Like you said, it's turned, you know, on its head, and some companies are really taking off, others are taking it on the chin. But the ones that are taken off, they're expanding, they're bringing in more people, and now all of a sudden they have, you know, 100 employees where they had maybe 16 last year. I see this all the time. And you can't run a company with 100 employees like you run it like you have 16. It has to make changes. And if you really want to grow and entice the best people, you got to sit down with someone like you, if you're a business leader. And can you, I know the answer to this, you know, but can you customize? I mean, how do you, it's not a one size fits all, right? You consult with the business leaders. How does that work?
Love it. And I could talk for an hour about this, but the first thing you said, it is every single business is different. You could have a 10-employee company that's making $30 million a year, and you could have a 10-person company that's barely keeping the lights on. So one of the first things we ask in a more professional ways is, where is your organization? Are you in stop the bleeding mode? We got to survive, plug the bullet wounds. Are you in, we're golden with the status quo, we want to reevaluate some things? Or are you in that rapid growth stage, which we're seeing a lot of? There are so many businesses that pop from a 25-employee group to 100 to 150 in less than a year. Controlled growth versus uncontrolled growth. And again, there's a huge component of what we do, too, on the compliance side. When your business hits 50 full-time employees, rules and regulations change a lot. And if you're not aware of those, you need someone. Again, it doesn't have to be us, but to help guide you through that process and the rapid growth. Of course, Pete and Ascendo to help you make the hires for that rapid growth.
Yes, of course.
But yes, every single group that we meet with, a prospect, future client, it's not a one-time meeting. I mean, it's hours of communication, evaluating what they have in place. You know, again, what's the one thing right now that keeps you up at night? Let's start there. And then kind of backing in, and we can usually quickly tell it's the same 3 to 5 issues for a certain business size, but every single organization is different, and the discovery process for each business is very in-depth. It's not a one-time meeting, hey, show up with a smile and some muffins and we're your guys. It's complicated. And I'll tell you what else, I'm going to keep plugging Ascendo here. We talk to recruiters all the time to understand, like, what if we have a business that we know is growing quickly, hey, are you interested in working with a recruiting and staffing firm? And it all is connected to the employee
right.
benefits. That's kind of how I see it. But
right.
Did that
right.
answer your question? Or?
It did.
No, I blacked out. Sorry.
No, that's exactly what I want to know. And, you know, are there programs too? Like, how does wellness fit into this? Because we always say there's no shortage of studies that show that employees that are healthier, they miss less work and overall more productive. And how does wellness kind of tie into that?
Oh, man. It's so much in this space. So, employee wellness, again, was growing in popularity pre-COVID. It's only continuing where companies are doubling down. There's all these wellness programs. There's great benefits out there. You could be on a United level funded products, which, again, that's a whole different conversation, where they offer you memberships to Orange Theory, right? Mm. To recommend you exercise. There's organizations, a free plug for a company called Health Designs based out of Ponte Vedra, where they come and do a in-depth analysis of your entire organization, blood work to see, you know, who's at risk versus who's not, and then recommend a couple different ways you can get your organization healthier. What used to be the norm or the status quo, some people use that term in this industry, a health and wellness program was literally sending an email once a week or once a month. Here's your weekly exercise. Here's a healthy meal you can cook. And what does everyone do? Deletes that email. So that's another spot in the employee benefit space where organizations are putting a lot more money into the business to, you said it, to keep their organization healthy. And that's what keeps your costs down long term. The costs go up every single year in healthcare. You want to flatten that curve. you got to get your organization healthier. And there's a ton of options in the health and wellness space.
Right, right. And I see it all the time. You know what I think would be a great time? This is right now, the second half, and this is where we always get common sense ain't so common with this guy named Eric Ross, but we're so pleased as punch to have him in the studio, actually in the studio right here doing it. And we're going to have you do it live right now on the radio. With no further ado, let's get this week's common sense ain't so common with the world famous Eric Ross.
Yes, I don't know how I got roped into this, but I do enjoy it. It's very uncomfortable. I read some awkward business poetry and tell some common sense ain't so common stories. So first thing I'm going to do is read our little business poetry here that kind of represents our organizations. I think Pete is the same way. Have you heard, if you want to go fast, go at it alone. If you want to go far, you must go together. Heard that African proverb. So we live by this mantra, we is greater than me. And again, it's really awkward reading lame poetry on the air here. Remember that we is always greater than me. More will get accomplished together than individually. You may move much faster moving as one, but you will never get as far or have as much fun. If you want to go far, you must go together. In good storms or bad, with we, it is easier to weather. Man, so weird. Okay, so today on Common Sense Ain't So Common, have you ever been fired from a position? Or have you ever had to fire someone? Little bit of a recommendation. There's good ways to do it, professional ways to do it. If you're on Instagram, go check out Employee Tears, hysterical content. Read this on there this morning. Someone writes a message. How should I respond to my boss who fired me via email and let him know that I'm very disappointed that he did not have the courtesy to do this face-to-face? We work from different states, but always communicate through video calls. This is someone's recommendation on how to respond. Please feel free to do this and then send me the example because it's hysterical. Dear boss, thought you'd want to know someone has apparently hijacked your email account. The hijacker just fired me. Obviously a transparent attempt to make you look like a gutless, spineless, cowardly, sniveling weasel. Cretin lacking the privates to man up and look his people in the eye while stabbing them in the back. But I'm certain we'll all have a good laugh over this in the morning. Talk to you then. Love, me. Don't fire people that way. Call them up. Show them the respect. Please send me stories. I love these. I absolutely love them. How was that? Good enough?
That was outstanding. That was this week's Common Sense Ain't So Common with our own Eric Ross. Now, Eric, first thing I want to do, let's get some contact information. People want to learn more about 212 Benefits. They want to learn more about you, talk to you directly, whether it's, anybody. How do they reach you and how can they learn more about your company?
Yes, love it. So 212 spelled out TWOTWELVE.com. My email, eric@212benefits.com. We've got a couple other representatives here local to Jacksonville. I promise you, you can email us, call us, text us. There is no question that's we haven't heard, haven't seen. There is no business too small. There are some that are too large, which we work with our strategic partners on. Again, we try to stay under 250. Very active on LinkedIn. I like to cut it up there a little bit, do some silly stuff. And then my Instagram thread is Hot Sauce Ross 22, and we'd like to have a little bit fun on there too. So
I really like some of the things you put out on LinkedIn because it's usually something funny or really witty, a video, but it drives home a message. There's usually a really solid business purpose or something that makes you think for a second, says that drives the point home, but it does it with a little bit of a laugh, right?
Yeah, that's a good description. Yeah.
Well, where do you see right now your organization and the employee benefit kind of industry going, in the near term? Mm.
Yeah, no, I love it. So we're going through a ton of positive changes. We're transitioning ownership, and I'm going to mention Adrian and Joey Jansen, who I think one of them on here would be great sometime too. We're trying to acquire the business from our current owner, who says he would rather let the business go down in flames than sell to a private equity firm. I love it. That's one of the reasons I came here. You see these huge shifts in the industry where there is going to be a lot more personal relationships with who you're working with, right? You can't show up twice a year. Hey, here's your crappy insurance policy. Here's a less crappy insurance policy. Here's the least crappy insurance policy. See you next year. It is a year-round relationship where you're helping a business with every component, the health and wellness, the EAPs, looking at outside-the-box stuff. So we've got a big transition internally. We anticipate to continue to grow in that controlled growth scenario. But I'm excited, man. It's been a lot of fun so far and seeing a ton of changes, and I think that everything will change for the better, especially with I do have to mention that the transparency rules that are coming into place, right? Mm-hmm. So hospitals have to be a lot more transparent on their pricing, but no one knows how we're compensated. I can't tell you how many businesses we meet with and they say, how are you paid? What are you paid? So that's one of the first things we show them too. And there's actually a rule coming out soon where brokers, you have to show them what you make on a business.
Wow.
And there's going to be a time for reckoning where some businesses, they're going to look at and say, why the heck are we paying you triple what the industry average is? That's going to be fun to watch. Yeah. Like who survives that storm?
I always love that. In my industry, discussing what your markup is and what your profitability for each individual transaction. If I disclose to my clients what the bill rate is, what my burden is, and what our markup is, and there's full transparency. It just sets you free, you know. And if we always say when you talk to others, ask them that question and see if you get a tap dance, yep. Right? Oh, that music right there tells us that we have to take a quick break and listen to this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
Welcome back, all you hard workers. And that was the world famous Angie Langlois right there with the Sendo Resources of Jacksonville. If you need staffing assistance, you need make only one call, and that is to Sendo Resources and Angie Langlois. Or if you'd like to work with me, I'm Pete the Job Guy Langlois, and I'll be happy to work directly with you. My telephone number is 904-999-4878, and you can always email me at Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. Eric Ross is here right now. We've been talking all about benefits. His organization is 212 Benefits, and I've learned a lot. I always learn a lot. Now, teach me something about the Jaguars. What are we going to do today?
Okay, you're from Boston. Are you a true Jags fan or a fake Jags fan?
I am a true, long-suffering Jags fan without question. I'm all Jags. I gave up on my Patriots. Even when they're winning Super Bowls, I'm right here, all Jags.
Okay, I respect that. I respect that. Any Jags fan is a sucker for pain, but we're still here.
Right.
Ride or die, right?
Right, right. I think we're set up well. What do you think? I mean, that last, it's difficult to tell in preseason. Preseason's like, playing... it's like Monopoly money. It's a little bit funny. You get to see a little bit. You don't know what you didn't see, and it is what it is. But I kind of like what I saw in that last game. A little bit more cohesiveness. A little bit, things look pretty good. What are you thinking?
Have you ever felt this momentum going into a season like this?
Yes, each and every year.
No.
I say it's going to be different.
And again, that's just shows that you are a true Jaguars fan. We say the same thing every year. But again, something this season is just different. Do I think that we're going to go out and win 10, 11 games? Probably not. But are we going to compete? Are we going to show up? Are we going to get better each week? I think absolutely. And you mentioned the preseason. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant, right? The last game, they looked great. And again, Trevor Lawrence is the real deal. You can see it in the way he throws the ball. You got Urban Meyer coming in, obviously, a ton of Gator fans here. But there's just something different this year where there's no unrealistic expectations. It's, are we getting better? Are we competing? I don't want to go home after a halftime and it'd be 35-3. Stay in the games and just get better each week. And I think this year... Again, I say this every year, just like you do. But I think this year's different, I swear.
Yeah, I do feel it. I feel there's, you know, this optimism isn't just something that I want to have. You know, if you want to be fair, if we win two games, well, we grew by 100%, right?
Yeah. let's You're a numbers guy, just like me.
Yeah, right. But, you know, from a realistic standpoint, I think that there are certain elements that we haven't had. There are certain things that, you know, I want to see some O-line, you know, kind of.
I want to see the trenches go to war.
Yeah, yeah.
And win most
right,
of the time.
Right, right. But I'm comfortable that this will be something different. I'm excited about it. I love talking about it. I've been, like I said, it's been. It's been a little bit depressing. It's like, you know, every Monday you show up, you know, if they play on Sundays.
Wah.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit, you know, defeated walking into the week. I want to have a pep in my step and, you know, here's to it. Let's have Jacksonville have a winning team. Well, this part of the show right now, guys, is where we get our Boston update from Boston Danny. And Boston Danny's going to tell us about the city. He's going to tell us about the weather. He knows every cobblestone on every street in Boston. I can promise you that because he has taken me around. I thought I knew something about the city, and I learned something from this guy. He also does shout-outs. So remember, if you have a special someone that maybe has a birthday, an anniversary, or maybe they just made your workday a little bit brighter, send an email to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'll take that email. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he will give your special someone a wicked piss a shout out like only Boston Danny can. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with your Northern update. Well, we had a great Labor Day. It was great to have that Monday off. You know, it makes for a short work week and all this, but, you know, we had great weather, perfect humidity, perfect temperatures, everything was just great. You couldn't ask for better. You know, we're just moving right along. And then on the sports scene, we're just waiting for the Patriots to kick off. You know, they like to throw all these surprises at us. So, you know, we got a good team this year. We're going to go with it. Our Red Sox, you know, we're eyeballing that wild card. I get to go to a couple games now, even though, you know, they're starting to tighten up on the COVID restrictions again. But it's all good. So we'll move right along on it. So, you know, I hope you guys remember talking about, you know, the city that I love, of course, Boston. We got it here. And, you know, it might be the birthplace of the American Revolution, but it's also the birthplace of public transit in America. And it's true. The first subway tunnels built in America are in Boston, and they're still in use today under the Common. And people still take ferries into the city, you know, much the way they did all the way back in 1631. Our trains and boats are much different now, but they've been an important part of our city for more than 300 years. If you ever come up here, it's great. You can get, you know, pretty much anywhere you want. The transit system's color-coded, you know, the red line, the green line, the blue line. It gets you where you want to go, and it's pretty easy to use. You know, it's very famous. It used to be elevated. We had a lot of elevated tracks through the city, but, you know, taking all of them down in the course of the years. I can remember when, you know, they had the old elevated trains. They ran through downtown and, you know, out towards Roxbury and, you know, the Orange Line. It's good that it's underground now, makes for a much better scenery-wise. So it's good like that. And then we also had a song, Charlie on the MTA. It's pretty famous around here. People sing it at a lot of stuff, a lot of political rallies and things like that. But it was written as a campaign song for a male candidate named Walter A. O'Brien, Jr. in 1949. It tells the story of a subway rider named Charlie stuck on an endless train ride underneath the streets of Boston because he was unable to pay the exit fare. He used to have to pay to get on and off the train. So they stopped doing that in 2006. But Charlie's endless journey, it lives on in a Charlie card and a Charlie ticket. That's what they use to get the fares. So I got your shout outs, folks. Send them in to me. I love giving it to you. So I want to wish a wicked pisser birthday to Bruce Mosley, Zach Giordano, and Ashley Shug. And I got a special shout out, and that goes to Alexis Brown. Alexis, your team wants you to know that you're the best boss ever. So you got that going for you. Good work. Brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy your Sunday. Remember our first responders, our military, the retired and active duty, all our nurses, and, you know, think about them. Think about them and have fun with it. Peter, I'll talk to you next week.
Oh, guys, another gem from Boston Danny. Guys, my guest this week is Eric Ross of 212 Benefits. And Eric, you know, let's one more time get your contact information. How can people reach out to you and learn more?
Yeah, Eric at 212 Benefits, spelled out T-W-O-T-W-E-L-V-E. That's hard to remember. LinkedIn, for sure, very active on there. I promise you, if you reach out, I'll answer whatever questions I can. If I cannot, I will find you someone who can find the answer to it. So anytime, reach out.
All right. Eric, thank you for coming on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy in studio today.
My pleasure. Man.
All right, guys, you did it. You just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.